Got to get to the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So Dwayne Johnson recently shared a touching moment on Instagram featuring his encounter with a fan named Johnny Cleesby.
I wanted to say thank you very much. You inspired me to lose 60 pounds since January, and there's nothing more to me than what you do. I think that you're awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Tell me about your journey.
Every day, running, hitting the weights.
Yeah.
I know I don't look. I used to look bigger, but I definitely slimmed down. But you were the most inspiring to me. I want to say thank you so much. Is there any way I could take a photo with you?
Dude, of course, man. Let's do it.
It's his birthday tomorrow, too.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Happy Ready? Birthday, man. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my gosh. So, Cleesby lost 60 pounds, and this just shows why everyone loves Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Hayden Panettiere has opened up about her brother Jansen's death last year from an undiagnosed heart condition.
When I lost him, I felt like I lost half of my soul. I remember saying to somebody, and it hadn't even been a year, and I was like, don't ever, ever expect me to get over the loss of him, because no matter how many years go by, he will always be beside me, and it will always be, I will always be heartbroken about it. I will never be able to get over it.
Oh, my gosh. You can almost feel the sadness in her voice. It has caused her significant stress, leading to rapid weight gain and some self-esteem issues. Saturday Night Live season 50 premieres the 28th with host Jean Smart and musical guest Jelly Roll. Other hosts for the season so far include Ariana Grande, Michael Keaton, and John Mulaney. Mickey 17's This Is a Movie, and the trailer was released starring Robert Pattinson. He plays an expendable crew member on a mission chosen for perilous duties because of his ability to be renewed after death.
What's it feel like to die? Even on my 17th go around, I hate dying.
I don't know how good this movie is going to be, but it premieres in theaters January 31st of next year. Nicole Kidman will play medical examiner Kay Scarpetta in an Amazon series based on the books by Patricia Cornwell. Jamie Lee Curtis will also star. Mel Gibson is in Malta scouting locations for the Passion of the Christ sequel. It's supposed to start filming sometime in 2025. And yes, Jim Caviezel will be back as Jesus. This feels weird saying all of that. Ina Garten discussed a challenging period in her marriage in her new memoir, Be Ready When the Luck Happens. It had to do with a brief separation from her husband when she left her job in Washington, D.C. to focus on the Barefoot Contessa business.
I just said to him, I need to be on my own for a little while. What made it even harder is he said, if you feel like you need to be on your own, you need to be on your own. And he went back to Washington and come back. But it was really scary because I said it to somebody I really deeply loved.
Yeah, your husband. Oh, by the way, speaking of actress authors, don't forget, we have Kelly Bishop, the third Gilmore girl. She, of course, Emily Gilmore and the mom on Dirty Dancing. We'll talk with her tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And a dirt alert. It's not that big of a dirt alert, but Apple TV Plus made a documentary about Oprah, but she didn't like the finished product, so she just bought it back from them to keep it from airing because she's Oprah. And you get a documentary, and you get a documentary, and none of us get documentaries. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. As The Rock says, you're welcome.